Listening Library presents Emma Jean Lazarus Fell Out of a Tree by Lauren Tarshis. Read for you by Mamie Gummer. Chapter 1. Emma Jean Lazarus knew very well that a few of the seventh grade girls at William Gladstone Middle School were criers. They cried if they got a 67 on an algebra test, or if they dropped their retainer into the trash in the cafeteria. They cried if their clay mug exploded in the kiln and when they couldn't finish the mile in gym. Two even cried in science, when Mr. Petrowski announced it was time to dissect a sheep's eyeball. Of course, Emma Jean had no intention of participating in such a barbaric and unhygienic activity. But crying was not a logical way to express one's opposition to the seventh grade science curriculum. Emma Jean submitted a memo to Mr. Petrowski, detailing her objections to the dissection point by point. He had excused her from the project. Colleen Pomerantz was not one of the criers, which is why Emma Jean was so surprised when, on a cold February afternoon, she walked into the girls' room and discovered Colleen leaning over the sink with tears pouring down her face. Emma Jean's first thought was that Colleen had been injured. The halls of William Gladstone were crowded and hectic. It was possible that Colleen had been struck in the head by a carelessly slung backpack, or accidentally elbowed in the eye by a rambunctious seventh-grade boy. Emma Jean approached Colleen, ready to administer basic first aid if necessary. "Are you hurt?" Emma Jean asked. Colleen shook her head and said in a loud voice, "Oh no, I'm really fine." She straightened her body and smiled. Emma Jean peered into Colleen's freckled face. She saw...